Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit. Welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet you in the name of Jesus, and I thank each and every one of you for tuning in, from taking out of your busy schedule to listen in on the various topics. Some of you have expressed that these topics that are being discussed are enhancing your spiritual knowledge and your spiritual learning, and that's what we wanted to do. We want you to dig deeper into the Word of God, and not only the Word of God, but also to dig deeper with knowledge, because the more spiritual knowledge you gain, the more you are strengthening your inner man, your spiritual man. So it's good for us to be helpers of one another. And I thank each and every one of you for texting me and also inboxing me, asking me to discuss various topics. And once we go before God and ask God, God releases us. It may not be on that next week, but the following week, but whatever God tells us to release it and to discuss the topics, that's what we do. And I just want to keep encouraging each and every one of you, but don't give up, to keep on reading and studying God's Word. Allow your mind to open up to experience new things regarding the Word of God and how happy and free we can become just by living a saved life. And I also want you to tell someone else about the broadcast. And if there is anybody you know that needs to be uplifted or need to enhance their knowledge, you can also listen to the archives, because everything is recorded and we have it to where whatever date we have it on, you can always go back and listen into the archives, and you can also take notes as well. And I encourage you to call in. And the guest call-in number is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. If you have any questions or comments regarding the topic we are discussing for today, please use the number to call in, and we will answer your question, and if we can't answer it, we will look it up. But I do encourage you to please call the number. And hello, Apostle Leje, how are you doing today?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Just trying to get over this little hoarseness, but to God be the glory. And I also would like to remind each and everybody on today, I will only be on for 15 minutes because I have a meeting at 5:30, which is past 5:30, but they understand my predicament. But Apostle Leger will carry on for the rest of the show. Today we're going to talk about spiritual paralysis. I was just studying and just doing some research and stuff on something else last week, and the Lord just placed that in my spirit. He said, spiritual paralysis. And I was like, well, God, what are you talking about? He said, I want you to discuss it because many of the people are walking around here and they are really paralyzed in the spirit, man of God. And then he kept saying, he said, we can be attacked by the enemy for far too long until we don't have enough to fight back or until the enemy has really damaged us to the point to where we are paralyzed in the spirit. And then I'm like, wow, that was something that really, you know, enlightened my thinking. So I had researched it some more and thinking, and then I was like, okay, God, I hear what you're saying. There are people around here that are spiritual paralyzed because the weapons we are supposed to use to fight the enemy back, they are not using it, or they are too weak to use them. So, man of God, you can begin off the discussion.
Amen.
Amen.
Woman of God, I will tell you that I've experienced a point in my life where I went through spiritual paralysis. And the reason why I went through spiritual paralysis was mindful of not only what was going on with me, but I wasn't also mindful of what I was doing to myself. Sometimes spiritually you can become so numb in doing.
Yeah.
Feel that it's something that you know you should continue doing, because sometimes the wrong thing feel like the right thing. I realize with spiritual paralysis that that's a form of warfare, you know, that takes place for the people of God, you know, to keep them spiritually nocturnal per se, you know, because you know someone who's nocturnal, they, you know, they sleep during the day and they up at night. And that's how the enemy operates. He tries to keep us off of the right course, and he tries to keep us off the right track. But sadly, there's a lot of saints, even today, they are experiencing spiritual paralysis, and they think that they actually having an encounter with God. And it's not that they have an encounter with God, but they're actually having a visitation by something that's keeping them away from God spiritually. You know, so I learned, you know, while going through that, I had to search and see, you know, what exactly was I battling, because, you know, like the Bible says, it says, my sheep know my voice and the stranger's voice you will not follow. If you really know your Father's voice, especially in the Holy Ghost, you will understand that if it's him or it's an illusion of him. So sometimes when you're stagnated, woman of God, what ends up happening is you'll hear things that you'll think is spiritual, but really is carnal. So you got to be very mindful of that with spiritual paralysis, because spiritual paralysis is almost, you know, it's the same way like when you, you know, when people experience a paralysis while they're sitting, you know, or coming out of sleep and they can't move. It's the same way spiritually. Yeah. Sometimes God ready to take you somewhere else, but you're here because you're stuck, but you think you're right where you need to be, and you actually, it's time for you to come out from where you need to be. So that's why it's very mindful, it's why it's very important for you to know spiritually where you are and if you're stuck.
Yes. And man of God, do this happen to anyone or to the seasoned saints or to the new convert? So does this spirit actually attack the seasoned saints?
Yes, ma'am. This spirit can actually attack the seasoned saints as well. And the reason why it can, woman of God, I done seen it so many times. You know, when people spiritually think that they have that on point, what they end up doing is they begin to become relaxed, and they begin, mm-hmm. you know, to they begin to become relaxed converts per se, you know, because they've been in the faith a while, and you know, they've been filled with the Holy Ghost a while. So I've seen it, you know, in many cases where somebody who is a seasoned saint experiences spiritual paralysis to the point of where they have the illusion of thinking that God is talking to them and moving for them on their behalf when he actually is not doing that. It's easy for it to happen to the new converts, but it really does happen to the seasoned saints, and they fail to realize is it's a form of warfare. And a lot of them fail that form of warfare because they don't specifically understand what they're dealing with in particular.
So it's easy to say they have gotten complacent or too comfortable to, because it is some saints that are, man of God, they are uncomfortable. They don't want no more. They is right there, and they just put a limitation on God. They don't want to go no higher. They are just right there. So would you say that's what always be a coming to them, that those are the ones that be attacked, the ones that are just a complacent, don't want to move no higher?
Absolutely. Absolutely, woman of God. Mm-hmm. And you know why? It's because they one word you said, complacency. You know, I found a lot of times, you know, with the seasoned saints is they feel like once they get to a certain level that they are untouchable and that, you know, they feel that they done went everywhere. They done went everywhere where they needed to go. And that's not necessarily the case. So you have to be very mindful of that, you know, that you don't get complacent, because that's when you become substantial to spiritual paralysis. And that's how it ends up happening, because that sneaks up on you in your most vulnerable moment for that to happen to you. And if you notice, a lot of saints who have spiritual paralysis, what end up happening with them is they keep on moving, they keep on missing and moving the times of God. And, you know, and they almost sound like they're out of bounds per se. You know, they like God might be actually saying it's time for everybody to go to Baton Rouge, and they say no, it's time for us to go to Lafayette. You know, so you almost know who deals with this spirit, you know, even though they're seasoned saint by how they sound the trumpet or by how they speak about the heart and the mind of God and what God's saying in that hour. But it all goes back down to why they sound the way they sound is because spiritually they become complacent.
Okay. And their faith, does it also attack their faith? Is that the main thing they will attack is their faith?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. And the reason why is because we know without faith is impossible to please God. But when somebody is operating in spiritual paralysis and they're in that stage of complacency, what end up happening is they feel like God not pleasing them. It's a flip of it. They think that God is not pleasing them, so they don't feel that by faith they have to please God. And that's how the enemy is. Spiritually, he'll come in and throw a monkey wrench, per se, and have he'll show you how to have your faith questioned by you being completely out of bounds. And you know what's sad, woman of God? We wouldn't be in that particular area if there was not so much disobedience, you know, inside of the body of Christ. Like, it, you know, I've never seen in this hour where there's been so much disobedience to the point where the people they don't understand the heart and the mind of God, the majesty of God, and how he's speaking through his prophets in this hour. Then people want to be very selective on who they hear and how they hear them and everything else, and it's causing them to have a spiritual paralysis because the very people that they don't want to hear is the people who have exactly what they need from God. You know, so you got to be very mindful of that. I noticed, too, with the seasoned saints, woman of God, the reason why they get complacent is because the seasoned saints, don't feel that God can use some people who he changed because they remember
too much of what
they did. You know, so they say, oh, no, he can't prophesy to me. Or she can't come preach for me, and she can't do this for me and do that for me. And just when you become so complacent in your salvation and you become so complacent and you think spiritually you just done hit this mark that nobody else can obtain, what ends up happening is you end up missing the move of God in your life to bring deliverance to you from that level of paralysis that's trying to overtake your life.
Wow, and that is so true. And you said something that is very, very, very on key, a move of God, because when the move of God do show up, they don't know how to react, or they don't even know what to do because they have been really, really spiritually paralyzed for so long, they don't even recognize the move of God. And that is so sad, because, and then also they are just come into service and they just know the order of the service each Sunday, each time they have. And that is not good. It's like they just there. They are just like a zombie, because they could tell you exactly what's going to happen, next move and all. So they are not getting spiritually fed, or really they are definitely in a bondage at that point. So, man of God, what can you tell them to help the people that just don't recognize? And it also can be very tiring, and you can get upset. And then also I have realized you wants to come out and you be looking to see how can I come out. So what can you tell the people?
First of all, we'll tell you that the Bible says, for the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I want to break that down in deep detail. I don't mean liberty to your discretion. I mean, when the Spirit of the Lord is actually around, he brings liberty inside of the room. Anytime you have to mentally take yourself to a place where you have to decide in your mind what is right, what is wrong, how this should happen, how that should happen. You have to get to a place where you understand that spiritual paralysis has taken over your life. But how you overcome it is you have to become camouflaged spiritually. And what I mean when I say that is that you can, the enemy cannot know what you're doing at any given time. And that's what's, what's sad, you know, especially with the complacent saints. They don't embrace change. They don't like nothing out of the box. You know, they don't like going over the Richter scale. Everything has to be the same way. And that's why the enemy know exactly how to attack them, you know, because they spiritually are paralyzed because they don't like nothing different. But one thing I know for a fact is God moves from glory to glory. So there's no way he will be constantly doing the same thing all the time. So if you want to be free, you have to check the system that you're operating by. Because if you're not spiritually liberated by orders of the Holy Ghost, then nine times out of ten, you dealing with that spirit. And that spirit actually will not it's objective is to steal, kill, and destroy you. So if paralysis ends up coming, if you let it linger long enough, spiritually it's going to kill you until the point of where you won't know how to hear the voice of God anymore. So you have to check your system. You also have to check and see exactly before you check the system, you have to check and see how did you hear from God and how did everything consistently go when you specifically heard from God and not from yourself and some of your emotions. And when you put both of those together, you're going to determine exactly how you should be set free.
It's something you said that was very profound. How did it creep in? And that's what I want to get to the bottom of. How did it creep in? Was it... we also know, you know, we know we have to watch it, because just like you said, the devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy as well. So the thing is, how did it creep in? Oh, welcome to the show, Apostle Thomas. That's what I want to get into. How did it creep in into the body of Christ? Apostle Thomas?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you, I mean, we have had a wonderful discussion. You just going to have to go back and hear the archives. But I just want the people to find out, how did it creep in? Spiritual paralysis. Yes, ma'am. Apostle AJ gave some great examples. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard a lot of times it creeps in from the fact, one of God, the people really stop expecting anything more. It'll come in on that. It'll also come in through frustration of not getting anything that can stimulate them to go forward too. We know we are held accountable for our own, own spiritual life. And we know that we are our own motivation. But when you're sitting under people that are in a place, in a position where they don't have anything that can spiritually stimulate the people, then it's right there causes many times the persons to begin to experience that paralysis in their spiritual life, because they have nothing to give them an incentive to want to even go farther. I know I heard the man of God talking about people not wanting to change, and that's true too. But there is a lot in the body of Christ right now where the people are just getting the same old thing, and it becomes routine, and they're not getting the stimulation spiritually that they need to want to have a hunger to even move farther or to go any farther than where they're at. If you sit long enough in a tomb, you know, after a while you're going to think you're dead too. So, you know, it gets to that point. So the people are not getting the spiritual stimulation really that they need in order for them to go forward any farther. And then when you have leaders that are, he's about the people not wanting to change, but you also have leadership that are stuck in the religious activities. And they don't have any change. They're not presenting God in anything different than what they had for the last 100 years. And so the people are not getting it, what they need to really go any farther than where they're at. And so they become paralyzed because there's nothing to tell them that there is something greater. And if they sit there, like most of them, by that time, they have been there for a while. They sit there, and that's all they know, and that's all they've seen. And, you know, the ministries that don't allow anything else to come in but what they're used to having, then they don't know that there's something greater or there's more to God than what they've been being taught. So they get to that point to where they're stuck there and can't move. And so this is the season right now where God is just trying to get the people to understand that he's more than our denominational beliefs and our religious rhetoric that we preaching and teaching to the people, that there are so many facets of him that we have not even engaged in yet. And so now the people are just in a state now, and the church is, you know, the people are stuck. Just like you were saying, as I came on, that the people are just stuck because how can I want something more, woman of God, if I ain't never had nothing for? You know, if I ain't never experienced nothing greater, then how am I going to know that I'm even stuck until I see something greater? And they won't let greater in because they don't want people to know that they're limited themselves. And so we have to get the people to understand that they have to start seeking God really for themselves. When they really start seeking God for themselves, they'll begin to experience God. And then they'll begin to know that there's something greater and that I don't have to stay in this same rut. And what we're having now is a lot of churches that are stuck in ruts, and they got people stuck, and they don't know no better. So they have to get to a place to where that hunger becomes greater than. And you know what happens also, woman of God? They could even go somewhere and get the presence of God, but they're going back, and the people will beat them down to make them think that what they got is wrong because they don't know that dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what happening too in a lot of the bodies, is they might go somewhere, or they might, you know, experience God, especially, you know, if they have a relationship with God. So they're going to have a prayer life. They're going to have a fasting life. They're going to have that. And so they're going to experience God greater. But when they go back to their churches to introduce what they have learned, they're beaten down because the heads don't want to go no farther than what they had. So they retreat back into that paralysis so that they can be accepted.
Wow, and you said something key, because we had talked about that earlier about the move of God, that people, they are in a paralysis until they will not even recognize a move of God. And when they finally do recognize it somewhere else, they will come back further or teach it to somebody else, and then they be back, beaten back down, and then they will make them go right back until what they just came out of. Because I know I had experienced it, because I had never felt a move of God until I went somewhere else. And when I did, the first thing they were saying, I was a crazy, or I was a holy roller, or whatever like that. A cult. That was the main word, a cult. But it's like once that you experience it, you want more of it, and then you get it into your mindset. Ain't nobody can tell you nothing different. You want what you had felt. So, man of God, do you believe that people should get that determination? Because they're not disobeying. They are pastor or nothing, because everybody just got to do for themselves. They are just got to just go after that hunger.
Yes, ma'am, I believe, you know, they do have to have that determination and understand that because you have the determination that you're not walking in disobedience. I've learned that obedience is better than sacrifice. Sometimes you feel like you are being obedient, but really by you being obedient to, you know, to man-made things or to religion or, you know, or to things that seem out of order to the people, you're really making a sacrifice for yourself spiritually. So you got to have a strong form of determination in order to not only overcome the spiritual paralysis, but you have to have a determination in order to be spiritually liberated when you set free.
That's it. I like
there
that.
You go.
Spiritual liberation. Go ahead on. That's
liberated.
It. Ooh, God. Spiritual liberated. So this is a made up mind thing right here. I was supposed to have been gone 15 minutes ago, but this was too good. Apostle Thomas, you have the last word.
Well, that is all signed up. No more.
Yes, it is. Signed, sealed, and
right
delivered.
Because it's just that. I just want to encourage the people of God, though, to let them know that there is more than the religious antidotes that they're trying to give us to try to calm us down when we experience greater. And don't let nobody make you feel like you're wrong or bad because you want more, because you're wanting more.
Yeah.
Your spirit man by itself will begin to crave for more when you begin to just seek the Lord. So, you know, don't let nobody make them feel bad. Don't let nobody try to make them feel like that they're out of order because they're looking for something more than what they're getting every Sunday. Every service to me should be something different. I just believe that God just moves continually. in different ways.
Yeah.
And we just have to learn how to embrace the many ways that God can move for his people. So, yeah, woman of God, is a man of God. It is so important now that we seek God for ourselves, form that relationship, and then go for more. And if we do that, we'll find the people coming out of that paralysis.
All right. Well, I thank both of you. Thank you, Apostle Ajay, for filling in for me, but you know how God is. Thank you for everything. Thank you, woman of God, for coming on, for your input. This was a good topic. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. It was very good. Until next Monday, y'all have a blessed week, and I'll see you next Monday. Everybody be blessed.
God
bless you. Thank you for joining us today on The Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.